Hey, so Nick here with End September. I just wanted to do a review today. I want to review the movie Enter the Void. I don't know how many people have seen it. It came out around 2011 or so, I believe. I just recently watched it not too long ago. And, man, where do I start? Also, there's definitely going to be spoilers, so if you haven't seen it and don't want to hear any spoilers, then I guess you probably shouldn't listen to this. But, so pretty much what the movie is about is this guy, wow, how could I forget his name already? well, his name doesn't really matter, but this guy, he's living out in Tokyo, right? And he sells psychedelics and stuff, and he does a lot of psychedelics. It seems like that's all he really does. And he goes to this place called The Void, and his friend's there. He's about to sell him some DMT. And he's already fucked up on DMT and whatnot. So he's thinking that he's in a trip, but I'm not sure, honestly, if the whole movie's a trip or not. But he goes to the place, and his friend sets him up, and the police comes, and he runs into the bathroom and shit, and he's like flushing the DMT down the toilet, and he's trying to get them to go away and stuff. He just wants them to leave, so he's, you know, screaming shit back at them, like they're telling him to open the door, and he's like, go away, he has a gun, all this. He probably shouldn't have said that, it was pretty stupid, but he just, I guess he starts to panic. And they're like, okay, after he says he has a gun, and he just turns around and they shoot him right through the door, and he collapses and whatnot, and fucking he starts to fade away, like he's just laying there, and it's like, it's not like a normal death scene. It's like the death scene lasts at least like 2 minutes, and he's just sitting there. Police coming in, he's looking, he can't feel his body, and he's just seeing shit that's going on. He's his thoughts are like, he's just tripping, he's like, he doesn't want to die, and he's still kind of questioning if it's real or not and stuff, and he's just slowly fading away until everything just goes black, and then he like starts drifting out of his body, and shit looks real as fuck. It's so realistic looking, seeing his skull and shit and his like inner body, and he just trips out of his body, and he like goes into this light, and like, I don't know, it's really colorful and trippy. And from there on, he's just, he's, like, roaming as, like, his spirit. It's from his spirit's perspective after that, like, for the whole rest of the movie. Like, he's not talking, he doesn't have an ego anymore. It's just his spirit, like, seeing everything. And he's seeing, the effects of all the people who he loved, I guess, or who loved him. It wasn't that many, but he's seeing their reactions, and his friend who betrayed him, he's seeing him, his reaction, his friend who he was with at the beginning of the movie, who followed him or went with him to the void. He's just watching everything that's going on, watching everybody's lives, and I guess people say it shouldn't have been that long of him just roaming and shit, but I feel like it was kind of necessary to kind of really get the feel of like what the director wanted people to see, I guess, for like for the movie. Like the whole concept is from the Book of the Dead, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which is about like reincarnation and shit like that. But it I don't know, some people say that it's pretentious and kind of boring, but if you've been kind of interested in like the afterlife and what it could be like, I mean, this movie really sucks you in, because it gives such a strong perspective of what the afterlife could be like, and it's so well shot. It even focuses on certain aspects you really wouldn't think of, like how spirits like or beings in the afterlife or like in the astral realm like appear in the earthly realm and in our realm. Like, do they just appear somewhere wherever they want to? Do they come through an object? I don't know. Do they have to be summoned? So, I mean, his way, people just, he like comes in and out of like objects with light and stuff, or just any object. Like, he goes through it and it like goes into so much detail. Like, one scene he goes in through a lamp and it's like he goes back into the astral realm and it's just colorful and really pretty. Ambient music, the vibrations, I guess. And then he comes out of like the main light in some other room or something, where wherever he wants to go, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. You just have to see it. But I guess it's something you don't really think about. I thought that was pretty cool. And honestly, I thought it was pretty dark. It was a pretty dark movie. Nothing really happy. It's very colorful and pretty, some scenes, but the whole story is kind of sad. And he just, the end of the movie is pretty interesting, I guess, if you have an open mind. After he's done all the roaming around and whatnot, he goes back into this love hotel. It shows the love hotel kind of in the beginning of the movie. This guy he met was building a little like small model of it, and it's just at the end of the movie it's all these people like fucking and stuff and they're just like everybody's making love and he's just like roaming through the whole like hotel seeing everyone, and he sees his sister in there making love with some guy, and he chooses to like reincarnate through her, because they were talking about that when they were talking about the Book of the Dead at the beginning of the movie. Him and his friend were talking about it, and they were saying like souls, like they panic whenever they go into the afterlife after they die, and they just choose to reincarnate and be a human again. So I guess that's what he did, because he saw the trauma that his sister and his friend went through after he had been shot. And I guess he just chose to reincarnate through her. So it, and it goes into detail too. Like, he goes into like her vagina, and it shows like the guy's dick, and he's fucking her inside. Like, it shows it from inside the vagina. And then he like, he comes or whatever, and then he goes into the uterus, and he's like seeing the little sperm cell, and he goes into the cell. It's like microscopic, but it looks like big. And he reincarnates through his sister, and then it shows him being born, and that's the end of the movie. But it's a very interesting movie. It'll definitely make you feel something. Me personally, I cried after watching it, but not because it was so beautiful. It's mainly just because it was, I don't know, I got so sucked into the experience of the movie. I felt like that was actually going to be a reality. Like, that's what actually happens when you die, because it seems so realistic. And I guess I don't really, I wouldn't really want that to be the truth. I hope there's more than what the movie kind of shows. I even saw an interview with the director, Gaspar Noé. He doesn't even really believe that Tibetan Book of the Dead is true. I guess he just wanted to make the movie, get some reactions. But yeah, if it sounds interesting, you should definitely go watch it. It's different than any other movie I've ever seen. So yeah, hope you like the review. I give this movie about 8 out of 10. Maybe a 9 out of 10. 8.5. It's a good movie. Well shot. So yeah, I'll see you guys on my next podcast.